SS-Rim, כן? SS-Rim. רבי יגאל רבי.
We have a question that can happen a lot. A man is usually coming to daven minchah ktana. After plag minchah, he comes to shul, prays daven minchah, waits for ma'ariv, then ma'ariv. One day they asked him to daven minchah gdele. Daven minchah gdele. Then after afternoon, he used to come to shul, he came to shul, again, daven minchah. Forgot. So twice minchah. The question is, since it was after plag minchah, and the halacha is that if Rabbi Yehuda holds that we can daven ma'ariv from plag minchah, Chachomim says after tzeisek achovim. David kem aravid, David kem halacha is that everybody can hold, you can decide that you daven ma'ariv after plag, or you decide you do like Chachomim. We do like Chachomim, of course. But if happened, so we rely on Rabbi Yehuda, and we say that after plag, it's already time of Ma'ariv. So here's a man, Darwin Shmonesre, at the time that's kosher, that it's okay for Ma'ariv. The question is, would he Darwin Ma'ariv again? Or he would say, listen, I Darwin three times today, and that's it. That's it. That was enough for Ma'ariv. What?
If he never added down his marrow so early, could you say that the trust doesn't matter?
You have a point. Maybe we'll get to it.
That's right.
Yeah, you have a point. Okay. So we'll try to bring some proofs, and on the way we'll get some halachas. Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos. If somebody made a mistake, and let's say it's Friday night, he wants to daven ma'ariv, but he holds a siddur, he opens shachris, Yismach Moshe, he daven the whole thing. So halacha is yoytzei ide chova. Why? Because in every praying of on Shabbos, we have the same concept: menuchat Shabbos, kedushat Shabbos, mekadesh Shabbat. So even though we have different details, but halacha is shtet meforesh. He mixed the praying. He's okay. Yotzei ide chova. Except if he mixed between regular praying and musaf. In other words, let's say he was holding in the morning, and he opened the siddur for musaf. He davened musaf. So halacha is, it's not good for shachris. Shachris is not mekayim. The Magen Avraham says, Musaf he did. He davened Musaf he did. Now he can daven again shachris. Because Ramo says different place that by mistake you daven Musaf before shachris, yoitze. So the man already davened Musaf early in the morning. And most of the Achroinim hold that Magen Avraham means that the man had a kavone to daven shachris. He was saying krishme, and now he wants to daven shachris. But the siddur was opened on Musaf, so he daven Musaf. And the Magen Avraham says that Musaf is mekayem. So what we see here, that the man has kavone to daven shachris, and he's yoytze Musaf. So maybe the same thing, the man had kavone to daven minche, but it's going to be good for his ma'ariv. So we see that you can kavone of davening. You know, you don't have to know exactly what you're davening.
Even though it's different tefillah, shachas and musaf is different.
Different than, yeah, it's the same. So even kal v'chomer, it should be good. That should be a raya. And Chatam Sofer, different place, he explains Magen Avraham the way I did. That the man, Magen Avraham means that the man wanted to daven shachris, at kavone for shachris, and daven musaf. So it's good for musaf, and he says, why? He gives a reason. He says, תפילה זה דרבונון. קיים עלן מצוות צריכות כוונה, בתן דרבונון מצוות לא צריכות כוונה. כוונה לא מעכבת. In other words, if you do מצווה דרבונון without כוונה, you still made the מצווה. מצווה דאורייסה אצלי עיכובה. You have to תהיה כוונה, אני עושה עכשיו מצווה דאורייסה. But דרבונון, you don't, if you didn't do the כוונה, it's good. So again, חתם סופר says, מוסף is דרבונון, so you thought you דרבין שחריס, you דרבין מוסף, fine. מצוות לא צריכות כוונה. דרמה מפנו, he has a ספר על פסי זוטה, בירקי יויסף ברינגסים. And he said, it's true, זאת מצוות דרבונו לא צריכות כוונה. אבל כוונה הפקית, כוונה להפך, when you have a different כוונה, it's לי עיכובה. In other words, here, you wanted to דרבין מוסף. מוסף is a different davening than שחריס. If you daven מוסף without any כוונה, nothing in your mind, just you said it blank, so בסדר, דרבונות לא צריך כוונה, but here you had כוונה, the opposite, you wanted it for שחריס, so how could it be for מוסף? So we have to find what's the פשט in חתם ספר, what's the פשט in מגן אברהם. לכאורה, it's simple, כוונה הפקיס. לכאורה it's simple, so זה דרמה מפנו יש... is right. So what we are going to say on that? Interesting. Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, he count Kriyat Shema Shachris and Mayri and Arbit as one mitzvah. So Tzivanu Likro Kriyat Shema. Ramban, at the end of the Sefer, he has a soges on the Rambam, and he counts all the mitzvahs, to his opinion, it's a mitzvah, and the Rambam didn't count it. So he said, the Rambam has to say, why the Rambam didn't say, we have two mitzvot of Krishna. One is Shachis, one is Ma'ariv. Rambam holds it's one, and Ramban holds it's two. So lichora, we can say, nafkamina ledina. Do I have to know, when I go to say Krishna, but to say L'Shem Yichud, of course we don't say L'Shem Yichud because it's Hefsek in the Broche, but I want to say Krishma. Do I have to know that I'm doing Krishma Shel Shachris? Or no? I have to say Krishma, that's all. So we can say, according to Rambam, what's the difference? Krishma is Krishma, it's the same thing. You just have to do it twice a day. One in the morning, one in the evening. You don't have to know, oh, this is L'Shem Yichud, Krishma of Ma'ariv. But according to Ramban, you have to know which Krishma you are going to do, because it's a different two different numbers in the mitzvahs. So now I have to daven three times a day. Do I have to know this Shmonesre is particularly Shachris and this one is Ma'ariv? Or no? I have to say Shmonesre three times a day. That's what I'm doing, three times a day. So maybe Ramam Ipano is asking Kavana Efkit. When you can say Kavana Efkit? Krishma Shachris, Krishma Ma'ariv. I made a Kavana of Shachris and really it's Ma'ariv. This is really two different mitzvahs. So maybe it's a Kavana Efkit. But here, what's Kavana Efkit? I have to daven to say it three times a day, even according to Ramban. I have to say Shmonesre three times a day. I say it three times a day, so I have to know. This Shmonesre is for Shachris, this Shmonesre is for Ma'ariv, and if I change it in my mind, it's Kavana Efkit, maybe not. So it could be that even in Krishma is Kavana Efkit, but in Shmonesre, maybe not. We're going to talk about it.
I don't know which one is which.
Wait, oh ho, it's a Shulchan Aruch, we are going to bring it. Yeah, we are going to, you got to the point, that's it, you got to the point. You got to the point, this would be the point that from there we are going to change the whole thing, to turn everything. Beautiful. We have another aloche, Mishnah Brura, Bura aloche. You daven Shabbos morning, you daven Shachis. Now you got to go to daven Musaf. And you started Shmoneh Esrei, and you start again Yisrach Moshe, and you go weiter. And all of a sudden you remember, oh no, now I'm Musaf now. So the Baruch says, what you're going to do? You're going back to, instead of, you're going back to Tikkun Shabbat. Starting, in other words, the first three brochas are good, even though you started them on Das of Shachris, but now you go and you like correct your way from now. You go back, you said before Yismach Moshe, now you go, you said Musaf, Tikkun Shabbat. Chayad, it brings Chayadam that even goes further. He says, even if you made already the bracha shel Mekadesh Shabbat, and you started Ritze, so you said, no problem, so you Ritze? You say, V'atzivitanu la'akriv korbanot Shabbat, there's a lashon over there, nusach over there, you tzivita otanu la'akriv korbanot Shabbat, and you mention the shnei tmidim, v'chule v'chule, you mention the korbanos, and you go, modim anachnu lach, and finish. So what the idea of the idea of Chayei Adam is probably Seder Avoide. Modim is Seder Avoide. Avoide is a good place to put the korbanos, fine, good. But whatever it is, the pshat, what we see is that you go, you use the first boches that you said for Shachis, and you use them now for Musaf. So lichoira doesn't matter what was in your mind when you started Shmoneh Esrei.
Is that because Musaf is drabon?
What? Doesn't matter, but I bring another raya that you don't have to know
which one
is it.
It could be, as it might be,
the Musaf,
it's just a
Musaf. No, he's talking about you wanted to daven Shachris. Yeah. Now we'll go to your point. We'll go to the major points, what you brought here. Halacha of Tfilas Teshlumin, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufchet, Halacha of Tfilas Teshlumin, let's say you forgot to daven Shachris. No, so now you're coming to daven Mincha, Micha 2. So the halacha is you must do the choiva first and then tashlumin. So in other words, the first Shmoneh Esrei is Mincha and the second Shmoneh Esrei is tashlumin on Shachris. What happened? And it's a must.
But he must do.
It's a matter of kavona, yeah. No, when it comes to Ma'ir Motzei Shabbat Nafkamina Atachon Antanu, you didn't daven Mincha, you daven twice Ma'irib, so you have to say or Motzei Shabbat and Shachris. So which one you say? Let's say it's easier to understand. Motzei Shabbat you didn't daven Ma'irib, you forgot, and you coming Shachris morning. Which one you say Atachon Antanu? The second one. Because the second one is the Tashlumin for Motzei Shabbat. So it's Rabbi Kibegi over there. Okay. So we'll go back to regular Tashlumin. You didn't daven Shachris, you daven Mincha 2. First one is Mincha, second one is Shachris, and Omer Shulchan Aruch, if you said, I want to daven first Shachris and then Mincha lo yatsa, and you have to daven a third time. Explains, bring Mishnah Berurah, brings Rashba. What's the explanation? It's very simple. The takone of Chazal was when starts the chiyuv. The chiyuv starts after you daven the regular tefillah. So in other words, what you decided to make the shlumi first, it's like now I decide to daven for next day. It's not. There is no takana of rachamim now to daven tashlumin. So you did it on nothing. It's like without sibuy rachamim, it's not davening. So the first one. That's why the first one has to be mincha. The second one is tashlumin for shachris. The question is, if you are right that. If you are right, that a man doesn't have to know what he is davening, to what it goes if it's Shachris Mincha. It's true that the halacha is you have to make kavone, to make the tashlumin first, to make the choyva first and then the tashlumin. But anyway, He didn't do it. He said, I want to daven the Tashlumi first. Okay, it's no good. But it's Shmonese. And it's a time for the Choyba, for the Minchen. So, and if you don't have to know which one it is, so let's say, this praying is Minche. And the second one was Teshlumin. In other words, why Shulchan Aruch says not Yoitze, if we don't have to know the Kavone, it's true that the Choyba is first. But we will put it to be the first. In other words, Chachamim would consider it the first because you don't have to know which one you do. Muchach, like you wanted to say, muchach, that a person, that davening is not like this. You have to know which one you do. You have to know exactly what you are going to do. And if you say that I want to do the tashlumin first, it's no good. It's not going to be considered as choiva.
Say nothing. Let's do it.
Mishnah Berurah brings one opinion that it's good. But you, because you didn't say anything. But if you had a kavana efkit, it's not good. Yeah, no, it's not good. Okay. Okay. So now what? Again. I'm going to say it. I'm going to explain it now. So we say now we came to the conclusion as you proved. You came to the conclusion that you have to know exactly which one you do. Now the question is Musaf. We have brought a raya from Chatam Sefer and Magen Avraham that Musaf, you thought you praying Shachris, you said I'm going to daven Shachris, and you said Musaf and it's good, and you brought Bewaloche that you started Shmoneser as Shachris and you needed it for Musaf, so you use it for Musaf. So how come? How can it be? That's the question now that you have to answer. So I wanted to say you sort like this. I want to use example. Let's say it's Sukkot now, and you have to take lulav. And you say, Yareni mechaven lekayem deoraise. You want to come and say deoraise. But you're a little crazy, and you say, deoraise of tefillin. And you take the lulav and you're shaking it. Okay, would you consider it kavanah efkit? A little shoite, a little mixed up, but it talks on itself. Lulev, you hold the lulev, you hold arba minim, and you say you want to make d'oraisa. So it talks for itself. This is lulev. So you made the mitzvah of lulev. You mixed up. I don't know what's in your head with tefillin, but it's not your kavanah did not destroy. Your kavanah did not destroy the tefillin. It's a mitzvah of sukkah. What? Okay, Palgina Libura. Now, I say, Musaf is different than the three praying of Shabbos. Different praying of Shabbos, each one of them is, there is one thing in common, Menuchat Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbat. Musaf has extra. What's the extra? The korbanos. Ad kebekach, that it says that if you daven Shachris, you said, I want to daven Shachris, and you daven Musaf, lo yatsa, say Mishnah Berurah, why? Magen Avraham, mech ze keshikre. You say, you bring korbanot inside. In other words, it shows, Musaf is completely different praying. It talks for itself. This is korbanos. This is a different thing. So if you daven Musaf with kavanah of Shachris, since Musaf is like, obviously it's Musaf, what he was in your head doesn't matter. Because it's a Musaf. It's like, it's like the lulav. That's it. It's a Musaf. You have the korbanos inside. So you can make mistakes and say Shachris doesn't matter because it's a korban. Or you started Shmonesre for regular davening. And now you're fixing yourself and you're saying it for Musaf. Once you mention the korbanot inside, it makes it Musaf even without your kavone. So the conclusion is, regular davening, you have to have kavone, you have to know what you're davening. You came to Minche, you davened twice Minche, you can't say it's a Ma'ariv because you wanted it to be Minche. But Musaf is different. All our proofs were for Musaf. Musaf is different because Because Musaf has the Kobonus inside. What?
Even if I want to not have it, it must be much different.
Is a different issue with Rabbi Akiva. I don't want to.
That's what I'm trying to say.